This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and I appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you will find a lot of great companies that we have checked out and that we highly recommend and endorse. One of those is our guest today, Mr. Steve Hurley with Affordable Interest Mortgage, and Steve is their reverse mortgage specialist there. So, Steve, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thanks for having me, Scott. And by the way, if my voice breaks up like it is right now, you're just going to have to excuse me.
Well, that's all right, sir. That's all right.
Anyway, I've got Betsy and Larry here on the phone, and I wanted to bring them on. And so, if you wish, you can ask them some questions as to the reasoning behind them ever getting a reverse mortgage to begin with.
Well,
because I know it's beneficial to them, and
right.
I believe they believe that too.
Well, good. Well, we will tell Larry and Betsy hello then. So, folks, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Scott. Hi.
Hi, Betsy. So, Larry, I'll start with you. Let's start a little bit about Again, certainly want to give you privacy and all, but what made you start thinking about a reverse mortgage? And did you have any preconceived notions about them that maybe weren't good?
Well, no, I pretty much, about 3 years ago, a little better, I started really looking at them because we're getting up there in years, and we've got a little money stuck away, but I didn't think it would be quite enough, so... And I talked to the kids, and they weren't any really interested in the house, which they can have anyway now, I know. But I started kind of looking into it 3 years ago, and I contacted Steve, and he sent me, and then I called him and told him, no, I guess I won't do it now. But he said, well, if you ever change, he sent me a nice little note and said, if you ever change your mind, please give me a call. So then my wife had a stroke here about a year and a half ago, and so things kind of started changing in our life financially and otherwise. And so I give Steve a call, and he really worked with us on it.
Wow. And, you know, there's a lot of people that once you tell them no, especially in sales, they just go on their way. But it sounds like Steve kind of did an extra step there that most people don't, to write you a note and to say, you know, thank you, and you know what? If I can ever be of help, I'll always be here.
Yeah, and I even kept it.
Wow, well, that's cool. Well, good.
Yeah.
Well, Betsy, I hope you're feeling way better now and doing well after going through that.
I certainly am.
Well, good. So, Betsy, what kind of peace of mind did this give you? And I think here's something we can stress, too, is, you know, don't wait till a stroke happens. Don't
right,
wait
yeah.
till something happens to, and then, because then that's where sometimes bad decisions can happen. But
right.
it looks like you did your research before, you found someone you're comfortable with, and then when you felt it was the right time, you did that. So, Betsy, take a minute and just talk about, you know, the comfort and peace that it gave you doing a reverse mortgage.
Well, the peace of mind is unbelievable. I was really concerned about when I had to leave my job, what we were going to do as far as income, and this whole thing has just worked out so beautifully for us, and the peace of mind is great.
Mm-hmm.
No more worries about that.
Sure.
We're set for the rest of our lives, I hope.
Right. And Steve is not looking for accolades here, but I think this is very important when someone, you know, possibly comes to your house, sits in your dining table or sits in your living
right.
room and starts talking about this. Take a minute and just talk about, you know, the way you felt when he came in your house and a little bit about, you know, how he explained things to you.
Well, he was very thorough in his explanations, and I don't think he could have made it any easier on us. He came to the house twice.
Three times.
Three times. We got all the paperwork done, which he explained thoroughly so that even I understood what was going on.
Right.
And
now, Larry, don't get in trouble there. Don't laugh too much at that.
After 62 years, that ain't going to get me in trouble.
Yeah.
But it was just such a nice business transaction.
Sure.
It was just as easy as it possibly could have been.
Right. Now, Larry, my understanding in doing these shows with Steve, you know, he comes out, he explains things, and then one of the first things that is required is doing a counseling type of course. So take a minute and just, you know, for education of our listeners that may be thinking about this and calling Steve, talk about that counseling course and what that was like.
Well, really, there again, Steve made it very simple. He gave us a list of the folks we could use, you know, as counselors. And he didn't really recommend. He just gave me the list and said, pick whichever one you want. And so I picked one and called, and a very nice young lady, and I can't think of her name right now, but we did it right over the phone.
Mm-kay.
And everything worked out fine, you know. And it was really very, very simple.
Right. And, Steve, when you meet folks like this, I mean, you're the first one to say, and you said this on our very first show, a reverse mortgage is not for every family.
Well, that's absolutely correct.
But it can be a life changer, a game changer for people. And whether they really, you know, quote, need the money right now is not really the issue. I mean, sometimes it may be, but it really is just that peace of mind that Betsy talked about.
Well, that's true. And quite honestly, when people have a need, this is an acceptable alternative to most of them, to most of the seniors. If they really don't have the need, but they have the want, this is also a very acceptable alternative, simply because it allows them to gain access to the equity that they have in their home without ever having to worry about paying back another home equity line of credit, as an example, to get that fund.
Sure.
Or even to completely refinance. Now, I can tell you that Larry and Betsy didn't owe a whole lot of money on their own, and they very well, maybe they could have gone ahead and refinanced, but the realities were, why have additional payments
right.
if you don't have to have them?
Right.
And so I think that certainly struck a chord with them, and it's just, you know, it's just one of those things where we can sit down with people such as Larry and Betsy and just go over what is it they're trying to get accomplished.
Right.
You know, we need to know what road they want to go down to see if this is the right path for them.
Sure.
Because quite often, and it happens more often than you might think, where I have actually sat in front of a client and said, this is not the loan for you.
Mm-hmm.
You plan on leaving your home within a year or two.
Right.
Or you're going to go into assisted living shortly. Well, it doesn't make any sense to do that at this point.
Sure. And, Larry, it probably meant something, too. I'm sure there are some great young folks that sell reverse mortgages, but it's kind of nice to see an old gray-haired guy walk in like Steve and realize that, you know what, this guy's probably going to look out for my best interest because, I mean, you know, no one's there to sell you something or talk you into something. And as he said, I mean, it sounds like he asked a lot of questions up front just to see if this is a good idea for you.
Absolutely, he did. And I've got a lot more gray hair than he does.
Okay.
And that's probably not good on this interview. But
right.
But no, it wasn't. And from my first meeting with him 3 years back, he worked with me there and told me a lot of the things, and then I got paperwork and stuff and studied it, and I just knew as soon as I made the decision that I think we better do it now, talked it over with Betsy, and I called him, and he came out, and everything was done at our dining room table.
Wow.
Man, he brought, for closing, he brought a neat CPA guy out, and we sat here and did it all right at our dining room table.
Right.
Three different meetings.
Absolutely. So, Betsy,
there was only one disappointment.
What was that?
Tom Selleck didn't come.
Oh, yeah. Well, I forgot which president. There was one presidential speech when they said, you're no Ronald Reagan. Yeah. Yeah. Steve Hurley is no Tom Selleck. Okay.
There you go.
Okay. So, Betsy, what would you say to maybe our listeners, you know, that just to say, hey, you know what? This may or may not be for you, but for peace of mind, you should look into a reverse mortgage and use Steve.
Well, I think the fact that I did not understand totally about what a reverse mortgage did for us until Steve sat down and explained it, the fact that we don't have that mortgage payment anymore mm-hmm. is really important to me.
Sure.
And there's so much that has given me so much peace of mind, that taking a lot of worries off my shoulders.
Right, right. Well, listen, you guys have been great, and Larry, I'll give you the floor first. Any closing remarks that you would like to say?
No, I just, I would say, and I've talked to quite a few people about it, because that reverse part of the name has scared people off.
Yes, sir.
And I've talked to most all of my brothers and sisters about it and some other friends. And I explained it to them a little bit, and I've talked to a couple of the banker ladies out here, and because they don't actually do them, but they need someone to pass them off to.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, for us, it couldn't have worked out any better. I'm sure it's not for everybody, but it definitely was our solution.
Well, that's great. And Betsy, how about you? Any closing remarks from you?
Well, I just think it's a great, great thing, and find out about it before you make a decision, because there was so much I didn't understand about it. And when I found out what was really at the end of this whole situation, it's just a great peace of mind.
Yes, it sure is. Well, Steve, I think you got a couple of fans, even though you're not Tom Selleck.
No, I am certainly not Tom Selleck.
And Steve really did a great job. There's just no other way to say it.
Well, good.
Well, thank
as far
you
as
all.
Our part, you know, as far as our situation went, he handled it great.
Well, good. Well, listen, we really, really appreciate you guys taking a few minutes and being with us today. And, folks, if you're
my
out
pleasure.
There and, you know, you've thought about a reverse mortgage, and just like these fine folks have said, hey, you know, it's a scary term maybe if you don't know much about it. And it is worth looking into to see if it can be of help. And it is free of charge for Steve to come out and consult with you, or you come to him, whatever the case may be, and whatever you need, he will do. You can reach Steve at 720-895-0500. Again, that's 720-895-0500. And it's affordable interest mortgage, and their website is aimortgage.net. So, Larry, Betsy, thanks for joining us, and I hope you all have a good day and continued good health to you both.
Well, thank you,
thank
and
you.
Same to you.
All right.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Betsy.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Mark your calendar, the International Sportsman's Expo coming January 10th to the Colorado Convention Center. For the entire family, your life outdoors begins at the Expo. Discover the latest equipment, the best adventures, learn from experts, and try the gear. Pass on the tradition or start a new one. Your life outdoors begins at the Expo. The Sportsman's Expo, coming January 10th through 13th to the Colorado Convention Center in Denver.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley. Glad to have our realtor, Pamela Meyer, in studio. Denver Home Navigators, you can check out her website, denverhomenavigators.com, and her number for a free consultation is 303-506-0106. Pamela, great to see you today.
Glad to be here.
So we recently did a show, and where you'd gone to a seminar and kind of talked, really focused on downsizing, so that tells me something. If you're doing something, and a lot of people all over the country come, this is a big deal. I mean, we've said it before.
The silver tsunami.
It is unbelievable how long people are living, which I guess I'm glad for that. But,
yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, we grew up, a lot of times people would retire, and maybe 5 or 6, 7, 8 years later, they passed away. Well, now people are living, you know, 2 and 3 decades past retirement.
Yep.
So a lot going on there. So, you know, this time during the holidays and all the things that are upon us and approaching, we wanted to talk about, you know, I guess it is a mindset where you have to think it through. You know, hey, are you ready to downsize? Mm-hmm. And you just have to think about that. And we've talked about a lot of times over the shows that, you know, most people want to stay in their home as long as possible.
Right. I'm one of those. I get it. You know, I'm in the demographic, and the prospect of making a move is daunting.
Mm-hmm.
We are trying to get rid of some things so that we are not burdening our children with that later on.
Right.
Because when we ask them, for the most part, the kids don't want your stuff. And the truth of the matter is the market for some of the things that we grew up that with that were very valuable is not there anymore.
Right.
It just isn't. Not only do your kids not want your silver, your best option for silver is selling it to somebody who's going to want it for the value of the silver.
Mm-hmm.
It's not anybody who's going to use the silverware set.
So that may be even a first step here. Hey, mm-hmm. Got your family over for the holidays, and you've been thinking as mom or dad, oh, I'm sure the kids want this. Maybe go around and, hey, have a little conversation about that.
Because it is, I think, many of us are surprised at how much our kids don't want our mm-hmm. stuff. And it's a little bit wounding to the pride.
Right.
Like, I hung on to this Hummel figurine collection for 20 years.
Right.
And what do you mean you don't want it? But that's just where things have gone.
Sure.
I mean, you look at IKEA, you know, people get their furniture. I mean, it's not like you have something that was handcrafted and well done for its time, but it doesn't fit in where to their decorating scheme
right.
or anything else. And where we find people who have that thought about the, you know, well, what about this for my kids and what about that? I think that's really smart to ask them early.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my husband is still hanging on. We have some paintings. I'm like, we're just going to take pictures and send them to the one who's moving to Portland in a month, you know, and say, do you want any of this?
Right.
And I already know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And so does my husband, but he needs to hear it.
Right.
And that's okay. But it's getting the getting the paintings out, taking a photograph of them, emailing the photographer, you know, the photographs, and saying, is there anything in this that you want? Because if the answer is no, then you are free as a bird.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to try and sell stuff, great. If you want to consign it, great. There was a gal I met at this conference who actually does Facebook Marketplace for a fee for people. So instead of just dumping stuff, they actually get something for it. You know, and she, I mean, I think her fee was like 40% of what she gets. Well,
yeah.
But the truth of the matter is you'd have gotten nothing.
Yeah, I started to say, I'd rather have 60% of something than 100% of nothing, as we say. Yeah.
So that was something I was like, wow, that's really cool. So yes, having that conversation during the holidays is probably a great place to start.
Right. And you know, again, people want to stay in their homes. We love our homes. The memories there. You were showing me before the show, you and your granddaughter making a pizza. Yeah, okay. And I mean, that's a memory for her and for you forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I mean, yeah, it's a sad deal. So we're going to make this real easy today. We're going to give you 4 questions
mm-hmm.
Just to kind of go through and ask yourself for making this important decision. Is it time to downsize? So what are some of those things we look at?
Well, first of all, we lose track of how much money downsizing might save us. Even if our homes are paid off, there are still ongoing expenses. So, you know, you might need a new roof. It might need to get painted. You might need a new furnace. You know, and a lot of us have done some of that, but when you've also been in your house 25 years, well, if you did a new furnace when you moved in, now that furnace is 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But our perspective is, sure, I got a new furnace. We forget how long ago it was.
Oh, exactly.
So there's a lot of money, and some of it is in the tens of thousands of dollars. So it is the... It is a piece to just actually talk about, look at some of the numbers, which I happen to have. Another question is, how will downsizing benefit my retirement? You know, if we're going to be moving to a fixed income, even, you know, planning in advance. So the unexpected home repairs, unless you've got a slush fund,
sure,
are exactly that. Unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought we just put in that furnace. Well, Harold, that was 25 years ago.
Right.
So definitely worth a conversation with your financial planner to see how those ongoing expenses fit into your retirement. We often assume it's going to be less expensive, and over time, that's not necessarily true.
Yeah.
So, and another question is, when was the last time we used that room?
I think everybody has that that room, so to speak, in quotes, that is either just kind of the storage room, junk room.
Oh, my gosh, it does. It's bad.
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody has that. And the drawer. The one drawer,
the drawer
in the kitchen.
Yeah, the drawer in the kitchen.
Drawer. Yeah, the designated junk drawer.
So, you know, we all have a living room and a dining room and or some dining space and a place to watch TV. And, you know, if you're in a house with 4-5 bedrooms, what are the bedrooms being used for?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is there anybody going in there? We're heating them. We have to periodically dust them. And as you said, sometimes they're the room that it's like, okay, I have no place else for this, but it's going to go in there.
Right.
And then pretty soon it's just an extension of a storage room in the basement. So do you really want to do that? You know, so you need to just kind of take a look and say, how much space do we actually use and live in on a regular basis? You know, you don't need 3,000 square feet.
Right.
You might only live in 1,500 of it. Although, to go say, let's go look at something that's half the size is like, what?
I know.
But when you really consider where you're working and living on a regular basis, that's, you know, very manageable. Another question is, how much time will I save? Not money, but time will I save in a smaller home? For those of us who are cleaning homes, our own homes, there's less space,
sure,
to clean. A smaller yard or maybe no yard at all,
mm-hmm,
to take up time with mowing or shoveling and that kind of stuff. So, you know, when you have kids at home, you make them help. When they're gone, one of the things I do notice is our house doesn't get as dirty.
Yes.
And our food budget is better.
Right.
But, you know, like raking leaves, mowing, shoveling, watering flowers, hanging Christmas lights, for goodness sake. All of that,
mm-hmm,
can become a challenge as we age. I know that our own holiday decorations outside have gone from put a light on every bush we have.
Sure.
To, I have 3 stars that go in 3 windows, and that's it.
Right, <yeah.
laughs> you know, you're sacrificing your free time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the older we get, the more we realize how valuable our time is, because we see that we have less of it in front of us than behind us.
Right. And I think a lot of times, you know, in past shows that we've done, we've talked about, you know, a lot of times that downsizing thing can be space too, but a lot of times it's just trying to get everything on one floor too, or stairs.
Absolutely.
And things.
You know, even, I mean, I'm fully capable of running up and down a 2-story house right now. And I know that part of it is that it keeps me moving.
Right.
But the truth of the matter is, if I were to move tomorrow, I would make sure I did have the opportunity and the option to live on one floor. Not that I wouldn't still be able to do stairs. So if I have an upper floor, that would be okay as long as it's not the master, the laundry, or my living space. If I had two bedrooms upstairs for guests, I'd be okay with that. Or downstairs in a basement for guests.
Right.
But that Jeff and I could live on one floor if we needed to.
Mm-hmm. A couple of minutes left. What are some of the things here in our last quarter you're kind of seeing with the market and different things here for our real estate in Denver?
As I say, overall, we've definitely seen a shift. And I think, like statistically, we have actually doubled our inventory since the end of March. And people go, what? Mm. Well, okay, we went from 4,000 to 8,000 properties. When what used to be considered a normal market was about 16,000 to 18,000 properties. I don't know how quickly we'll return to that, quite frankly. Now, builder inventory isn't in my statistics, but even the builders these days have a few homes that might be available for a move-in versus anything you're getting is a lot that you pick and it's a dirt start. So I think we're cooling off a little, but it's not like going off the edge of a cliff. It's just getting the needle's moving just a hair back to what's more normal, mm-hmm. where a buyer actually has an opportunity to see a property, sleep on it overnight, and then decide to make an offer rather than we're meeting on the hood of my car. Are we riding or not on this house you just walked through?
Right.
That was a lot of pressure. and we've seen a number of buyers just plain say, I can't play right now. This is too stressful. And it's, time of year, and the market's slowing just a hair. But the nice thing is, yes, we have seen a lot of price adjustments, probably a full quarter of the active market adjusting prices each week. And I think that stems from sellers being a little overzealous on price, thinking that we were way earlier this year or in the last couple of years, where you could almost throw out a number.
Right.
And that's just not normal. So it's trying to get people, like, this is more normal. It's not, the sky is not falling. It's just not. Your house might take a month to sell instead of 48 hours.
Right.
So
absolutely.
It's still fine. And we still, it's still a seller's market from that standpoint.
Right. Because
there's just not enough.
Again, one thing we really want to really get this point across. It's never too early to start the conversation with Pamela. Mm-hmm. Whether it's talking about buying, selling, right-sizing, as we've talked about here on our last few shows, it is never too early to start that conversation. And Pamela's glad to do that in a complimentary way to you. All you have to do is give her a call, 303-506-0106, 303-506-0106, and check out our website, denverhomenavigators.com. So, Pamela, always great to see you.
Thank you, sir.
And as our holidays are all around us,
they're
hope
coming.
Everything's good for you.
All right. Thank you.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
If you have just been in an accident, there is a lot going on. With the screeching tires, crunching metal, and breaking glass, it's hard to remember what to do. That's why Kevin Flesh of Fleshlaw wants you to remember to panic. No, he doesn't mean run around screaming or start hyperventilating. He means use the acronym PANIC to remember what to do. P is for police. Call the police immediately. It's very important to have an official record of what happened. A is assess, as in assess all of your injuries and seek medical care if necessary. N is for never admit fault. It's your job to take care of yourself, not to determine who is at fault. I is for insurance. Take pictures of the other person's insurance and ID info and get pictures of the accident if you can. And finally, C is for call Kevin Flesh. Kevin Flesh is more than just a name used to intimidate the insurance companies. He will help you. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation, and he'll help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Let me tell you about one of my favorite stores, The Outdoorsman's Attic, a consignment store for all of your adventure outdoor gear. Hunting, fishing, camping, kayaks, live bait, survival gear, backpacks, sleeping bags, firearms, and ammo. Save 20, 30, 40, and even 50% on new and pre-owned items at The Outdoorsman's Attic. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and save up to 20% on your purchase. This offer excludes firearms and ammo. Never pay retail again. Big savings and friendly service is what you'll find at the Outdoorsman's Attic. Located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Check them out, outdoorsmansattic.com.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for being with us. Glad to have in studio now Alan Stack. Stack Optical, they are located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Their number, 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. And with that, we will welcome Mr. Stack. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks, Scott.
Man, it's hard to believe. Year's going to be up before we know it, isn't it?
Oh, no kidding.
Wow, this year has flown by.
We've already been in our new location for, what, a year and 4 months? And they still haven't torn down the old building in Cherry Creek.
Don't you love that when they say, oh, we're going to be doing this, force you to move, and then, and like you say, almost 2 years later.
Yeah, I talked to the maintenance manager the other day, and he said, yeah, they're still fighting the city with the permits.
Gotcha. So. Well, and you know what? Man, it's turned out to be a great move for you. I mean, great location.
Beautiful store.
And, you know, good night. The parking could not be more convenient.
Well, that was all. When I was trying to find a new location, that was number one. You know, people buy glasses every couple years, but adjustments, quick services, they need to be able to drive in and drive out.
Sure.
Instead of having to walk, you know, park a block away and then walk to it.
Exactly. Again, this is Stack Optical, and they've been doing this since 1968. And they offer, of course, full eye exams, which we'll talk about in a minute. Of course, all your things for eyewear, contact lenses. About anything with optical, they can handle. And, you know, when I was thinking about that, Alan, since 1968, says a couple of things to me. Number one, you know what you're doing, okay, to survive any time, but since 1968, for sure. And I was thinking about the word customer service. And you know what? I mean, I think that word's overused, and I think the term I use more with you is customer care.
Well, I appreciate that. It's number one. I mean, you know, anybody can sell a pair of glasses, but being able to understand the problems, listen to the patient or client, you know, we do eye exams, so I guess we do have patients, but I'm on the client end of it, and you're right. It's being able to listen and solve their whatever problem that they're having.
Right. You know, there's so many places around, and I was talking with a friend yesterday. We were just talking about Amazon and all the different things now, businesses that are hurting. You know, I got a buddy owns a mattress store in Dallas, and man, there's so many things people buy online now.
Yeah, but that's what a lot of people don't understand. You know, glasses, it's not just a product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, glasses, most of it's the service. It's the fit. It's understanding what somebody does for a living and then deciding what would be the best modality to use.
Right. Because you look at all the different styles and different things that you have, the materials and not only the frames, but also the lenses. And then there's a couple of very, very, very important measurements you've talked about before.
Exactly. And it's not something you can just look at a computer screen and then they do the measurement. I've got to listen to what you do for a living and decide where we need to put that. It's not just a mathematical.
Mm-hmm.
It's interpretive. We've got to sit there and go, well, okay, so this person drives for a living. You don't fit that same person as you would somebody who works in a computer all day. So there's so many different variables that you really need to have a professional figure that out for you.
Right. So, I mean, if you take glasses just themselves, but when you get into maybe bifocals or the transition type lenses and, you know, progressive lenses,
right,
and all that, I mean, to me, I think it'd be impossible to do that online with all the.
Well, that's what they say. They say, you know, online it's just one of those things. You look at this screen and then they put the measurement in there. Well, they're fitting everybody the same way.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have everybody doesn't have the same lifestyle.
Right.
It's different. You can't fit everybody the same way.
Sure.
That's why a lot of people get these online. They come in and hey, this doesn't work for me. Well, it turns out they were either fit too high, too low, depending on what their profession was.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's different glasses. I know, you know, we've had some customers that come in. If they look at computers all day,
mm-hmm,
maybe there's a different glasses that you would recommend.
Yeah, and there's a half a dozen different types of lenses out there.
Yeah.
Online, it's, oh, you work on computers, it's this lens.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you do this, it's this lens. Well, there's a half a dozen for each one.
Right.
And, you know, depending on manufacturer, there could be hundreds.
Sure. Alan Stack is with us, Stack Optical, 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Once again, their number is 303-321-1578. And, you know, a lot of things in our health are important to us, especially as we get older, but I can't think of anything more important than your eyes and the health of those. And yet a lot of people, you know, especially if they don't wear glasses, really don't think about getting eye exams. But even if you don't wear glasses, it'd be a good thing to get checked out every couple of years.
Very good. Yeah, as a matter of fact, our doc's always finding something. Well, I shouldn't say always. But a lot of times you'll find something, hey, we can get this taken care of. We'll refer out, and it doesn't become a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the folks that don't get the eye exam, and all of a sudden they're starting to get loss of vision. Then they come in, well, they've had glaucoma all this time, and it's not reversible. You know, but if they'd come in earlier, we could have referred them out and been able to do something about it.
Sure. What have you seen? You know, it seems like the last 15, 20 years, all the LASIK surgery and all the different types of surgery and doing the monovision, all the different things. From your perspective, and I mean, I know you sell glasses and all that.
I'm biased, but yeah. because of the business I'm in, I see all the rejects.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, there's no way I'd ever have it done. But,
right.
Yeah, remember, they have a pretty good success rate. And I'm not going to see all the successful folks.
Sure, exactly. But my point in bringing that up was there are people that doesn't work for, and
right.
then they and then, need those really good.
And even when it does work for them, you know, 5 or 6 years later, oh, there's a little change. Well, are you going to go in and get your eyes cut on again?
Right.
Or get a pair of glasses?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, another great thing with your exams, first of all, they're done by a doctor, mm-hmm. okay? And the time that you take, I mean, honestly, he spends more time with you than you will get if you go to your medical doctor to go see something, you know? And always very prompt, too.
Our doctor, Dr. McMillan, has been doing this for 35 years. I mean, he's seen a lot. You know, and he really takes the time. Sometimes we run a little over in our eye exams because he takes the time that's needed. But, yeah, he's very thorough.
Right. So besides reading the letters at the end of the hall there,
right?
What other things?
Well, he'll do quite a few different things. He'll check your pressures. He'll evaluate the cornea. He'll evaluate inside the eye. We also do digital photographs of the retina when needed. There's just quite a bit involved when he's doing his eye exam. Typically, we allow a half hour. Sometimes it runs over.
Right. And those pressures, what is that telling him?
That's for glaucoma.
Okay.
So he's doing a pressure check. But that's not the only way to diagnose that. He also looks at the optic disc, you know, on the retina and, you know, looks for changes there. And if he sees anything, we address it.
Right. Again, it's Stack Optical. They're located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Free, convenient parking. I mean, you are right there, right by the door. Their number is 303-321-1578. And the eye exam cost is
$69.
And
very reasonable.
What a value. Yeah,
very
for sure.
Reasonable.
Now, do you recommend, I think, contact lens folks every year, but then eyewear every 2 years?
Eyewear every 2 years, but as we get older, you know, when you get into, 55, 60, yeah, I would do it every year. Because, you know, if we can catch something early, we can address it and take care of it.
Right. And then let's talk about that retinal scanner you're talking about. What are you looking about with that?
Well, it's basically the doctor's already looking at the retina with his handheld ophthalmoscope. But what that camera does is takes a picture of it, and we can compare it from year to year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's taking a picture of the retina.
Right. Okay. And then do you see that in younger folks as well as older folks? Problems with retinas?
Certainly, because, you know, he's looked at quite a few different things. One time he suspected MS and sent the patient out, and sure enough, he had MS. Diabetes, you can see that in there. You can see high blood pressures, a number of things that he can see inside
right.
that.
And with the Stack Sports Pack, I want to talk about that before we get out.
Okay.
I mean, boy. again, just a great, I was talking with Kevin Flesh yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's been fishing, talking about, man, how great they are, the different lenses and all. So let you describe the Stack Sports Pack for us.
Well, the Stack Sports Pack, it's a sports frame that can be adjusted in the field. It's really nice. If you need to tighten it up, the temples don't need to be heated up. They have a wire in there, allows you to bend them, tighten them. It also has a bridge that's adjustable. So let's say you've got a pair of lenses that were for shooting. Well, I use an upside-down bifocal, and what that does is the top of the lens is for your front sight, and the bottom of the lens, or the middle part, is for your distance. And what that allows you to do is acquire your target, you drop your head just a little bit, bring in your front sight, and squeeze the trigger. Well, that's really neat if you're working with iron sights or pistols. But let's say that you're going to use your scope. Well, you don't want to use that bifocal for the scope. So you can pinch in the bridge, raise it up, so you're looking through your distance for your scope or your other optics. So again, it's very versatile. And then let's say you're going to go golfing in the afternoon after shooting. Mm-hmm. Well, you pop those lenses out and pop in your golf lenses. Or let's say you're going to go on the motorcycle. You can pop those out and put your clear lenses in.
Right.
So there's quite a few different types of lenses we can make for this one frame.
Sure. It's the Stack Sports Pack. And again, it will enhance really any activity you do in the outdoors. Now, if you're going to do something with a firearm, we ask you to do this. When you call and make your appointment, again, that number is 303-321-1578. Let them know that you are a shooter, you are a hunter, whatever the case may be. And Alan does allow you to bring your firearm into the store. Just make sure that you make that appointment with Alan. And then, of course, make sure that it's unloaded and safe and in a case. I mean, it's never good to get out of a car in a parking lot with an exposed rifle. So bring it in a case, and Alan will get you fixed up there. And it's the Stack Sports Pack and a lot of different tents. And you know what? I mean, before I got into this, I never really realized what tent means. I mean, I was just always, hey.
Because everybody perceives color differently.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you wear something kind of an orange-red lens, and that would drive me nuts, but mm-hmm. It works well for you.
Sure.
You know, everyone perceives color different, and there's different colors for different activities. You wouldn't wear a gray lens out on a golf course.
Right.
You know, because it darkens the shadows. You're going to miss half your balls.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I need the bright yellow so I can find my ball in the woods. Yeah,
there you
that's
go.
What I need. Right. Again, Stack Optical since 1968. They are located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Exam $69. Just mentioned you heard it here on Haystack Help Radio or Sportsman of Colorado Radio, and they will get you fixed up. 303-321-1578. 303-321-1578. Alan, real quick, What do you feel is the Stack Optical difference?
We take the time to listen. You know, a lot of places you'll walk in and they'll say, well, just peck out a frame and we'll write it up. That's not how we operate. We want to be involved in that selection. That's what we're trained for. I've been doing this 40 years. I want to look at your prescription. I want to discuss it with you and discuss what you do and what your lifestyle is like so we can make the proper selection.
Right.
To me, that's the difference.
Absolutely. Again, give them a call, 303-321-1578, Stack Optical. Alan, thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Scott.
We'll be right back.
Insurance companies across Colorado respond to the events of the previous year by adjusting their coverage plans. You should too. Call Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts now for a year-end review of your home and auto insurance. A lot happened in 2018. You may have had the right home and auto coverage last year, but insurance companies constantly update their plans and raise your premiums. Call GIA now for that year-end review because your current plan may no longer fit your needs. GIA gives Haystack Help Radio listeners that competitive edge in a constantly changing market. The GIA team will compare plans from many different insurance companies, searching for the right coverage at the best price for you. It doesn't cost you anything to sit down with group insurance analysts and make sure you're still getting the best value on your home and auto coverage. Call now for a year-end review with GIA, 303-423-0162.
Mark your calendar, the International Sportsman's Expo coming January 10th to the Colorado Convention Center. For the entire family, your life outdoors begins at the Expo. Discover the latest equipment, the best adventures, learn from experts, and try the gear. Pass on the tradition or start a new one. Your life outdoors begins at the Expo. The Sportsman's Expo, coming January 10th through 13th to the Colorado Convention Center in Denver.
Got a road trip planned for the holidays or getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DNDTireService.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much again for joining us. Glad to have in studio Kevin Trisna. Kevin is with M4 Roofing and Gutters. You've heard him on the show now for several months. And Kevin, glad to have you back in studio.
Glad to be here.
Been a busy few months for you guys.
It has, man. Busy.
Absolutely.
That's a good thing.
So for those, you know, they've heard your interviews, they've heard the ads and all. Boy, the roofing industry is very interesting. To say the least. And you know, I mean, it's probably one of the most, I mean, I don't even know what, last time I looked on BBB, I mean, there was 400 companies or whatever.
Oh, so. I think there's up to 1,400 now.
Yeah. And I just kind of meant really local. Sure, there's thousands, you know. So what are you seeing in the industry as a whole? I mean, has it cleaned up some over the last few years or...
It has and it hasn't. You still have the people that come into town and try to take advantage of the situation. Mm-hmm. That's why we really work hard with insurance agents to get the word to their customers to don't just respond to the person knocking at their door.
Right.
Because you have no idea who that person is, and he will tell you everything you want to hear. That's where the problems start, because we many times have to go in and clean it up. So when we go through our insurance agents and their customers go off the referral, like most businesses,
sure,
you get a good referral from someone that you know and trust, then you're in probably pretty good hands.
Yep. So let's talk about the process of how it should actually start and what's the best way. I think many times, you know, we have a storm or whatever, and most of us as a homeowner are like, we don't know if it did any damage. Hey, water's not coming through my living room or whatever. So, I mean, and we highly recommend you don't go get on a ladder and go up yourself.
Right.
We have no professional training.
Right.
So, I mean, what should we do as a homeowner after a storm?
Well, the first thing I always like to tell people is let us do our job. So many people that are confident in their abilities many times will look at the roof and tell us there's no damage. And then with a little quirky smile, said, well, what do you do for a living? And he's an engineer somewhere, and he doesn't know what he's looking at. And so we do emphasize, let us do our job. Let mm-hmm. us go take a look at it. Before you call your insurance company to report a claim, let us inspect it. Because many times their interest is piqued when somebody has knocked on the door, some canvassing company or someone trying to drum up some business, when there is no damage. And it's really important to understand that if you call in a claim and there's no damage, it's still reported as a claim. So we really emphasize through all our insurance agents and all of our marketing and advertising, let us look at it first before you call the claim in just to see if there is damage.
Right. And then you do something called a roof certification.
Yes.
So explain that.
So the roof certification deals a lot in the real estate industry where a mortgage company might require a roof certification on a house. If they're going to put a mortgage on the property, they want to make sure that the roof's protecting the entire property. And then many times, just for a peace of mind as a buyer, they want to have a roof certification. Again, what that is, it's a professional roofing company mm-hmm. going out to look at a house and giving them an honest opinion of what needs to happen, if anything, to the roof. And it's a great program to for us to get out there and make sure that the mortgage lenders and the buyers get to see exactly what it is from a, you know, an honest local roofing company.
Right. So what type of roofs do you guys mainly do? Is there any kind of roof you don't do or you don't?
There isn't any type of roof we do not do, other than the built-up roofing, which is more on the top of public school systems.
Okay.
And those are starting to kind of go on the way out. But there's a huge industry in the residential and the commercial business when it does come to hail damage, because the Front Range gets more hail than any place in the world. And I don't know if anybody knew that. But,
right.
So it's a good place to do business. But the majority of our work is the shingles and asphalt shingles from the residents, and we're also doing a lot of commercial buildings, asphalt shingles, as well as your flat roofing systems.
Okay. Again, Kevin Trisna is with us, M4 Roofing and Gutters. You can reach them at 303-797-8600. Maybe you'd like to get your roof certified, and Kevin and his crew can come out and help you out. And they are A-plus members with the BBB. Of course, you can find them at haystackhelp.com. You can find them on seniorresourceofcolorado.com, and they are our roofing specialists. So we 100% believe in them and endorse them. And they've been doing this since 2004. And all of a sudden, 2004, you think sometimes that doesn't sound like all along. But, man, when you think, man, it's going to be 15 years here pretty
right.
quick.
That's
wow.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Time is getting by. So let's talk about the insurance side of things, because I'm telling you, there's a lot of confusion there. We have our insurance folks on, group insurance analysts, and they kind of go through some of the changes that are happening. But I asked you before we started the show today, you know, what you're seeing with homeowners, when do they understand their policy? And the answer was kind of no.
Yeah, they get to understand it after they file the claim, and then it all starts to play out, and many times not how they want.
Right.
We had one the other day where a lady had a $7,000 deductible, and she had no idea that she had it that high. And one of the trends we're seeing in the industry right now has to do with reporting a claim and the time and the window that you're allowed to report it is starting to get smaller and smaller. And for example, let's say it hails July 1st. It used to be open-ended, you know, 2 years after that July 1st, you could call in the claim. Most insurance companies would cover it. Nowadays, we're starting to see the one-year limit. If you do not report it within the 1 year of the hail storm, they will not cover it. Now we're seeing some companies move to the six-month window. So they really want people to report the claim as soon as possible. But let's also be realistic. As a business, they're probably trying to increase their bottom line and their net profit by figuring out a way to sure. deny claims. And that's the way it is. It's mm-hmm. business, and you just have to know if those are the rules. Then let's not wait for the hail season to end to report a claim, because we see that quite often. And so the people who are the stragglers are going to be the ones
sure.
that really miss out. So we do encourage, when there's a hailstorm, let us take a look at it and be patient, because obviously the hail season is ended, but we're still doing quite a bit of work from the hailstorms mm-hmm. this year. But you really do have to jump on top of it and make sure that your policy doesn't, that window's not closed for you.
Right. Sometimes I think it's hard for us to even imagine what damage hail really does to a roof. I mean, it's easy to see on a car.
Oh, yeah.
And all
yep.
the dings. But then, I mean, we step back on a sidewalk, look up, roof kind of looks the same. I mean, what does hail really do? Does it depend on what kind of roofing material you have to the extent of the damage?
Well, when you get into the details of the industry, the one thing I've learned, the definition of hail damage really boils down to, has the product service life been compromised?
Okay.
So, for example, if you had a 25-year shingle and now it's looks like it's going to only last maybe 15 years, then that's definition of hail damage. When the a lot of people think, oh, I don't have any holes in my roof, so therefore I don't see any damage. That's not the case at all. Very rarely hailstorms go actually through the shingle, even though we've seen it
mm-hmm.
On some big storms. when the service life is compromised, really that's the definition of hail damage.
Okay. And then what does a client need to look at? I think a lot of times people don't want to call because they're like, man, is it, you know, we live here, we got to sleep here, I got kids here. How long is it going to take to get all this done? And you can't control the weather.
No.
You can't control a lot of things, and it changes quickly here. So what is kind of the normal time, if there is a normal time or realistic time that you can say, hey, depending on weather, depending on product coming in right, depending on all those things, I mean, we're going to be at your house probably 7 days, 14 days, 8 days, what?
Well, what we try to do on the average residential property is to be in and out in 1 day. There's been several properties this year that were a lot larger that took us 3 to 4 days. But generally, we have a crew size big enough that it's in and out. So it's minimally invasive. It is a very messy process. It's loud. So we try not to drag that on, even though we've seen one roof of my office manager across her house. I don't know how we didn't get the roof, but she went with someone, I guess, that was a lot cheaper. And they've been on that roof for, I think, 10 days. And we're just shaking our heads going, oh, my goodness. So that's unfortunate. But we try to get in and out in 1 day.
Right. The bitterness of poor quality.
Oh,
remains sweet after the low price is forgotten. Yeah, I'm telling you, man. You got to watch that. You know, I was looking at your website today and just wanted to read a couple of these real quick. You know, reviews are huge today. There are specific websites for reviews. And here's one from a young lady named Rosemary. It said, M4 was recommended by our agent at State Farm. John Wheeler came out on the weekend right after we called him, which right there is a good point.
Right.
Hey, within a few days. And you answered the phone. Hey, that's a start, right? He kept us informed every step of the way. And that speaks a lot, too, because you know what? Homeowners like to know what's going on.
Absolutely. And I stress to my guys, if they are calling you to get an answer, then you're not doing your job right. Mm-hmm. And it's a simple concept, but, you know, being in business, there's a lot to have to figure out. And that's one of the things I've been doing this for, you know, in my roofing industry since 2004 here in Colorado, is you learn, be proactive. And I always tell the simple concept of you're going to be doing the same amount of work. Mm-hmm. You're going to tell that person whatever you need to tell them ahead of time, and then you look like a star.
Sure. So to finish this, as he kept us informed every step of the way, he was very professional while being very personable. The roofers worked very hard and did a great job having them referred to, having already referred them to others. Hoping we don't need them anytime soon, would use them again. And like I say, there's five or six points there that you say, hey, I couldn't ask for anything better.
Right, right. And do all jobs go like that? Not necessarily, but I would say 95% of our jobs go like that.
Give them a call, 303-797-8600. Mention you heard Kevin here on Haystack Help Radio. And, again, they can explain all the different roof certifications they have. A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau. You can also find them at haystackhelp.com. Kevin, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And we want to thank all of our guests today, especially you, for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. And our helpline is always there for you, 303-333-HELP. 303-333-4357. Hope you have a great rest of your day and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.